and an old prison down by Grey Hill, where the air smelled like snakes and we shoot with our pistols. Empty pop bottles was all we would kill. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Now the coal companies came with the world's largest shovel, tortured the timber and stripped all the land. Well, they dug for their coal till the land was forsaken, broke it all down as the progress of man. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away.
Are we getting feedback on these mics or no?
I can't.
It sounds like it. This song is very short. It's an Irish song. And I learned a long time ago. And it has to do with an old Irishman that comes home from the local pub 7 nights a week, terribly drunk. And while he's away there, he's not sure that the wife at home is being faithful to him. The song is called Seven Drunken Nights. And I'll tell you about five. Well, as I came home on Monday night, as drunk as I could be, I saw a horse outside the door where my old horse should be. And I called me wife and I says to her, will you kindly tell to me who owns that horse outside the door where my old horse should be? Now his wife answers him back, ah, you're drunk again, you silly old fool, so drunk you will not see. That's a lovely sow that me mother has sent to me. Well, I have traveled many a day, 100 miles or more, but a saddle on a sow, love, I never have seen before. So I came home on Tuesday night, as drunk as I could be, and saw a coat behind the door where my old coat should be. And I called me wife and I says to her, will you kindly tell to me who owns the coat behind the door where my old coat should be? You're drunk again, you silly old fool, so drunk you will not see. That's a woolen blanket that me mother has sent to me. Well, I have traveled many a day, 100 miles or more, but buttons on a blanket, love, I never have seen before. And I came home on Wednesday night, as drunk as I could be, and saw a pipe upon the chair where my old pipe should be. So I calls me wife and I says to her, will you kindly tell to me who owns that pipe upon the chair where my old pipe should be? You're drunk again, you silly old fool, so drunk you will not see. That's a lovely bubble pipe me brother has sent to me. Well, I have traveled many a day, 100 miles or more, but tobacco in a bubble pipe I never have seen before. Then I came home on Thursday night, as drunk as I could be, and saw two boots beneath the bed where my old boots should be. And I calls me wife and I says to her, will you kindly tell to me who owns them boots beneath the bed where my old boots should be? You're drunk again, you silly old fool, so drunk you will not see. Them's two lovely geranium pots me mother has sent to me. Well, I have traveled many a day, 100 miles or more, and laces in geranium pots I never have seen before. Then I came home on Friday night, as drunk as I could be, and saw a head within the bed where my old head should be. And I called me wife and I says to her, will you kindly tell to me who owns that head with you in the bed where my old head should be? You're drunk again, you silly old fool, so drunk you will not see. That's a lovely baby boy that God has sent to me. Well, I have traveled many a day, 100 miles or more, and a baby with his whiskers on I never have seen before. Thank you very much.
One person I wanted to comment on is our unsung hero who's running the sound, Mr. Culbreth, sitting right there. And until we found him down at the University of Florida working sound, we just had all kinds of trouble. So let's give him a great big rousing hand. He's retired now, but he consented to come back and help us out. And we sure do thank him. And I wanted to do it publicly. From up South Carolina way comes our next picker and singer. And a picker and singer he is, Nick Hallman. And I'm not sure whether she is going to help him. His pretty wife, Carol. Let's clap them on the stage.
Okay, normally I play the guitar, but I noticed in the program somewhere it said he also plays the fiddle. That's about all you can say about my fiddling, but I'm going to do it anyway. And when I do, I always have to get Carol to back me up a little bit. I'm going to give you just a real brief little history lesson on fiddle styles, because it's so much fun when you go to festivals all over the country. They play a little bit differently in different places, and you can kind of tell the difference as you listen. I guess to start out, we ought to do something like Skip to Maloo that everybody knows. You know, you won't have any trouble finding the melody and that kind of thing. Basic, simple little song that's in all the guitar instruction books, you know, on page 3, maybe page 4 in some of them, but it's always there. It goes kind of like this. Everybody heard that, I'm sure. You know that song. The fiddlers that came to this country came from England, Scotland, and Ireland primarily. And in each place, they played the fiddle a little bit differently. The Irish people have a little lilt to their music that you just don't hear in anything else. Of course, the Scottish people, accustomed to the bagpipes and the sound of the low-pitched drone pipes going on, would play the same song a little bit different. Your modern fiddlers try to throw in a little harmony along with the melody and get kind of a similar tone, but not quite as much drone, a little more movement with the second note. You get up in Kentucky and Ohio and in the backwoods sometimes, you find fellows that play the way the fiddlers used to back in the old days. Didn't have a guitar or a banjo or something to play accompaniment and give a good bass note and keep the rhythm. So the fiddler would have to go romp down on that bass string and make like a bass fiddle while he played the melody too, just slightly off the beat. And it would come out sounding kind of like this. ¶¶ course, you get into the eastern Tennessee, in western North Carolina, and you get where the folks like to do a lot of clogging and that kind of stuff. They throw in a few little extra notes and try to make a dance tune out of it. Of course, comes from okay. Now, if you had a really good fiddler, he could show you how to do all those styles and really do it right. But my favorite really is kind of the stuff they play around in western North Carolina up in the hills, the kind that people get out and tap their foot and dance to a little bit. So before I put this thing down, we'll do just a little bit of ragtime innie. Special thanks to Carol for doing a little picking with me there. Gracious microphone, don't make so much racket there, scare me to death. I'd also like to thank Betty Smith for taking care of Melody while Carol got out on stage with me. And I forgot to say anything about it last night, but my wife promised she'd break my neck if I didn't tell you we had a couple of records backstage in case you want one. Of course, I like to sell them too. I'm kind of proud of them. I think they did pretty well. Well, now we're getting a little bit better. Kind of guitar picking I like to do. Take those little old fiddle tunes and put them on the guitar and have a little fun with them. And of course, it doesn't have to be a fiddle tune to have fun on the guitar with. You can always take something like, anybody here from Alabama? I don't know a song about Mississippi, but I was going to do Alabama Jubilee if there's anybody here from Alabama. Let me hear it from the people from Alabama. All right.
Parson Brown going round like a clown. Old Aunt Jemima, she's past 83, shouting, I'm full of pep. Watch your step. One-legged Joe dancing round on his toes. Throwing away his crutches, hollered, boys, let her go. We hollered, hail, hail, the gang's all here for the Alabama Jubilee.
Time maybe for one more little short one, and then I'll kind of call it quits. You may have noticed that there's one or two or three people here that do a little yodeling. That always makes me feel happy because we don't hear enough yodeling anymore. That's one of the things in all of our interest in old things, whether it's music or antiques or crafts or whatever. We have failed to revive the outhouse, and we have failed to revive yodeling. Maybe they have something to do with each other. I don't know. My wife says when I yodel, I should go out in an outhouse somewhere and close the door to yodel. But anyway, let me revive it or bury it once and for all one.
Way up in the peaks of the Swiss Alps, they say, lived an alpine yodeler and his son. The old man would sit on a rock in the shade on a weird instrument he would strum. He was trying to teach his fat boy how to sing and to yodel like all the Swiss do. And the young man would listen while his daddy would sing, especially the yodel-lady who. Yodel-lady-lady-lady-lady, yodel-lady-lady-lady-lady, yodel-lady-hoo-dee-hoo.
Ain't that terrible? Oh, don't do that.
But try as he would, the fat boy couldn't sing, and the instrument just wouldn't play. His father would cry, and his life was made sad, but he never gave up, so they say. He could play the chords right on just one little song, but his yodeling, his father'd say, woo-hoo! He yodeled it backwards, 'cause he couldn't sing high, especially the yodel lady who. Yodel-lee-de-lo-de-lady-ho, yodel-lee-de-lo-de-lady-ho, yodel-lady-ho, hee-ho.
And then they'd yodel together and they'd go like this.
Yodel-lee-de-lo-de-lady-lay, yodel-lee-de-lo-de-lady-ho, yodel-lady-ho, yodel-lady-ho, yodel-lee-de-lo-de-lady-lay, yodel-lee-de-lo-de-lady-ho, yodel-lady-ho, hee-ho.
Thank you.
Nick and Carol Holman. I met Nick and Carol up at a little festival at Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and that was a happy day for all concerned. Now, from over Jacksonville way, a fun man who's been delighting audiences with his fun and foolishness for 46 years, Let's welcome Charlie Close from Jacksonville.
Howdy, folks. That sounds pretty good. Yes, sir. I'm Uncle Charlie. Somebody backstage asked me a while ago who my forefathers were. I told them I didn't have forefathers. If I did, three of them never came home. Now, you see, these red socks I got on, they're called, they're guaranteed not to run, but that don't mean I'm slowed down. Let's give you a little ditty to start the show off here. Thank you very much. You know, as long as for the last year, I was here last year, and for the past year, I've been writing a cookbook for drunks. I call it Betty Cooker's Crockbook. That as long as I've been married, I'm still romantic. If my wife finds out, I'm dead. I remember when my wife and I first got married. I thought so much of her then, I could have eat her, and I wished I had. Now, you talk about arguing with my wife, it's like blowing out a light bulb. Yes, sir, and I tell you, if you think these Western gang gunslingers was fast, just open up a joint savings account with your wife. And you've heard of marriage ties. Well, there's no such a thing as marriage ties. The wife always wins. I'll never forget when I got married, but I keep trying. You know, a marriage is like a tourniquet. It cuts off your circulation. All marriages are happy. It's living together afterwards that's tough. Yes, sir, I'll tell you right now, if all you young people are thinking about getting married, you better think twice. It ain't nothing in the world but puppy love, the beginning of a dog's life. People used to marry for money. They don't do that anymore. They divorce for it. Well, I remember when a lady could remember her husband's first name. Now they don't remember the first husband's. That's the doggone truth. Let me sing you another little ditty here just for fun. Thank you very much. I want to tell you some more about this marriage life business. The secret of married life is never go to bed mad. Always stay up and fight. Yeah, I knew a couple stayed up a month without sleeping. A couple friends of mine the other day got a divorce. The wife got the house and he got the gate. I just got back from a wedding. I had an aunt. My uncle's 95 years old, and he married a 93-year-old lady. And they spent the first 3 days of the honeymoon trying to get out of the car. Lovely crowd. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's give Uncle Charlie another little hand. And welcome aboard Barbara Mueller of Lake Mary, Florida. Barbara is one of our favorite performers. She's been coming, did I say 10 years last night? Did you count up how many? Oh, just that few, my goodness. Well, I see she's gathered up some friends. Barbara Mueller and friends. Now, Shirley, I know. And who is this handsome?
Bill Greer.
Bill Greer.
Yeah, she's going to be singing.
Yeah.
You know, one of the great, great fun things about get-togethers like this is that you see friends and fellow performers that you haven't seen all year. And then after we have performed for you, we go back to our campground or our motel rooms and we perform some more for each other. And out of that, very often comes some tremendous things, and we get up the courage to do them for you the next day. And these two songs that we'll be doing come out of that experience last night. The first song is an Irish one, Gilgarry Mountain.
Shoot the water, so prisoner he was taken. Oh, I call it a Whack for the diddle of whiskey in the jar. Whack for the diddle of whiskey in the jar. Well, they put me into prison without a judge or right. For robbing Captain Farrell on the far famed Kenny Mountain. But they didn't take me fists, so I knocked a jailer down. And a big farewell to the jail in Limerick town. Oh, whack for the diddle of whack for the diddle of whiskey in the jar. Whack for the diddle of whack for the diddle of whiskey in the jar. Some take delight in the fishing and the bowling, and others take delight in the carriage faster rolling. But I take delight in the juice or the barley, and courting pretty lasses in the mountains of Killarney. Oh, whack for the diddle, whack for the diddle, there's whiskey in the jar. Whack for the diddle, whack for the diddle, there's whiskey in the jar.
And then, as the evening wore on, more people came, and we're joined by Jim Leach of St. Michael's, Maryland, and you know Betty Smith of Psaltery, Dulcimer, etc. fame.